That was the echo. A very special echo. An echo belonging to a small section of the German Alps.
Hello! Hello!
Hello! Hello!
And that was Alice and the echo in the place where the echo lived at their very first meeting.
Columbia Workshop, radio's foremost laboratory of writing and production techniques, presents Alice and the Echo, an original story by Gene L. Meyer of the CBS Division of Program Writing. The program is directed by John Becker, with special music by Alexander Semler.
Met the Echo for the first time in a sector of Bavaria. As the daughter of an American army officer stationed in Germany, Alice had been sent across the Atlantic with her governess, Mademoiselle Duport, to join her father. It was a glorious adventure, especially when her father took her mountain climbing, up so high that only the wind and the mountain echoes lived there.
It does. Never miss it.
Why?
Now, that has a familiar ring. Just about your favorite word, Alice, isn't it? Why?
Oh. Hey. Oh. See, the echo likes it, too. Even he wants to know.
Honestly, it's beyond me to try to explain it. It's too complicated. It would take words like reverberation and resonance to do it. I think we might skip it and just say this is the echo's home here in these mountains.
All right, Daddy.
You know, they'll be blasting a road through here soon. And it may be the last time anybody will hear it.
Why? Where will the echo go, Daddy?
Well, it'll just disappear.
Oh, and it was so friendly. You know, Daddy, I'd like to have it if nobody else wants it.
Well, now, that might be a little difficult to arrange.
I'm going to try to think up a way. Just wait and see. Echo?
Echo.
Is that your name?
Mary.
I'm Alice Echo. Aren't you glad I'm back?
Back.
I came back because Daddy says you're going to disappear.
Disappear?
Absolutely. You're going to be blasted.
Blasted?
Yes. Oh, wouldn't you rather come with me? I've brought something to put you in. Gosh, I hope you're not big.
Not big.
Then you'll fit.
Big?
Sure. Into my seashell. I've carried it a long way. Daddy says it's got the memory of the sea in it. Listen. Here? There's room inside for you, too, if you're little. Then you won't have to disappear. Oh, Echo, we'd have fun. And it's much better than being blasted. Oh, do say yes.
Yes.
Are you coming?
Coming. Coming.
Well, I can't see you, you know. You'll have to tell me when you're in.
Coming. 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 Coming.
Let me see if I can hear you. Are you really there?
There?
Oh, good, good. You're mine now. I saved you. I can take you with me everywhere.
Everywhere was to be very far away. They were to cover many miles together, Alice and the Echo. The blueprints for their trip started in the Colonel's quarters, where a letter received from Alice's grandmother brought up the whole problem of sending the little girl back to America.
You see, Mademoiselle, a sensitive little girl like Alice, with all this poverty and unhappiness around her, well, now that Mrs. Lewis mentioned it, maybe I don't know what's best for the child. Raising a little girl without a mother can be quite a problem.
Yes, I know.
What do you think, Mademoiselle? Is Germany bad for Alice? And would it be better for you and Alice to go back?
Monsieur, it is a decision you must make.
Confound it, I know it. And I know what the answer has to be, too, but... Well, confound it, Mademoiselle. I miss her when she's not around with all those darn questions I never can answer.
Yes, monsieur.
All right. I gotta do it. I know it's best, but I don't like it. I'd better talk to her right away. Tell me, how's Alice doing today?
Oh, well, monsieur.
And the Echo?
The Echo, monsieur?
What's the matter, mademoiselle? Mademoiselle?
Oh, nothing, monsieur, nothing. Probably my imagination.
Nothing?
I do not think the Echo is good for Alice. She tells me she's learning a great deal about Germany from the Echo.
Oh, well, she's a highly imaginative child.
She tells me the Echo only talks to people that it likes. That is why Alice says she is the only one who can hear it.
Come, mademoiselle, an imaginary Echo. Alice is just playing. Won't do any harm, at any rate.
I am not so sure, monsieur. I am not so sure.
Echo does not really talk to you. Not really. An echo can only repeat words it hears.
Well, I guess that's what my echo is doing. Just repeating things people have said before. All about Germany and things. We've been in this country for years.
Yes, and we'll probably be here for years, too, unless we get it at packing. Come now. Where are those summer dresses of yours?
Over there.
Oh, yes.
Echo, shall I try it now?
Try it now.
Here we are. Now, Alice, are you going to help me?
Yes, Mademoiselle. Mademoiselle, aren't you going to pack my doll?
Certainly, Alice. But she looks so battered. Are you sure you want to take her back?
Give her to me.
Why, Alice... Alice, you know you may take her if you want.
I don't want you to touch her. I don't... Why don't you dare take her away from me? Don't you know that I
wouldn't try to separate you from Marie if you want her.
You would. You would. I don't know.
I don't know what's happening to you, Alice.
Go away. Go away. I order you to go away.
Very well.
Echo, are you here? Echo? Echo, I wonder if you're right.
Right?
How can you be so sure? I don't even know really if Mademoiselle wanted to throw the doll away.
Mademoiselle wanted to throw the doll away.
Oh, Echo, I don't know. Mademoiselle used to be so good to me, and now... Why, Echo, I think I hurt her feelings.
Feelings?
All right, I know you keep telling me people like that don't have feelings. Well, if they do, they don't count. But honestly, Echo, I just don't know if I should believe it.
Believe it?
But what if you're wrong? What if everybody counts, no matter who or what they are? What if we're making a mistake?
Mistake?
Yes, a mistake. Oh, I'm so mixed up. Well, you keep telling me all these things over and over again, and I don't know if they're true.
They're true?
Echo, I don't think I can go on the way you've been telling me. I don't think I can go on.
Go on.
Echo, are you sure you're right? Are you sure?
Sure.
Echo, are you very sure?
Very sure.
All right. I'll believe you. I'll listen.
Alice, accompanied by Mademoiselle and the Echo, traveled back to America to take up exactly where she'd left off before the visit to Germany. But things kept changing. Alice wasn't quite the same. She'd do little things, mean things. Alice's grandmother was worried.
Mademoiselle, what is wrong with Alice? Something has changed her.
Yes, Mrs. Lewis.
Well, what is it, Mademoiselle? Do you know what it is?
Mrs. Lewis, something has poisoned Alice's mind. And you may laugh. But I think it is the echo.
That little seashell?
Yes, that little seashell with the echo.
If I were you, I would destroy it before it destroys your granddaughter.
My dear. Mrs. Lewis, please, please believe me.
Perhaps it's just that Alice has been alone too much.
Perhaps. Perhaps it would be good to send her to a school where she can play with other children her own age. Maybe that would destroy the echo. But, Mrs. Lewis, that echo must be destroyed.
It might be better to send her to school, Mademoiselle, but I don't think we can destroy the seashell just yet. She's too attached to it. Wait until she forgets about it.
That might be too late.
No, I don't think so, Mademoiselle. Better have it a little while longer. But about the school, I think it would be a good idea if she started as soon as possible. Would you tell her when you're putting her to bed tonight?
Yes, Mrs. Lewis.
My hair 50 strokes instead of 100.
No, 100 it is. And you be still, or I won't tell you the surprise I have for you when I am finished.
A surprise?
Yes. You're going to school.
Why?
Why?
So you can learn many things.
Learn many things.
Learn many things. Alice, you don't want to grow up so you're stupid.
You're stupid, Mademoiselle.
Alice, I expect an apology.
An apology? Oh, Mademoiselle, what did I do?
Apology.
Me apologize to you? Why, who do you think you are, Mademoiselle?
You might call an apology. But Alice didn't mean it. When Alice's grandmother wasn't around, Alice didn't talk to Mademoiselle. Not even the day she left for school. With briefcase and pencil box tightly in her hand, Alice and the Echo entered a new world. A world where children of all sizes, shapes, and kinds sat and studied and laughed and played together
in the bright schoolyard. Yes, this was the world of schoolyard and the world into which Alice and the Echo came. And then...
Dan! Dan, it's my personality. What's the matter? What are you crying about? Alice, Dee, what's wrong with him?
I don't know, Miss Steele.
I don't.
Dan, what's wrong?
Nothing, Miss Steele.
Oh, come now. Something must have happened. Want to tell me about it?
No, ma'am. It's no use.
What do you mean, it's no use?
It's no use, Miss Steele. Alice and Dee and the other kids, they won't play with me. They won't play with me on the picnic Saturday either. I didn't do anything, Miss Steele. Honest. They said I'm just different. They said I'm a foreigner.
Dan, look, this is some sort of a mistake. We're all going on the picnic together, and we'll all play together. Dee?
Yes, ma'am?
Weren't you playing with Stan this noon?
No, ma'am.
Why? Did you have an argument?
No, ma'am.
Alice, were you playing with Stan?
No. I told her and the others not to.
Why, Alice?
I don't know why. Yes, I do, Miss Steele. He's a foreigner. And just look at the way he's dressed. He's different. I'm not different. I'm not. I'm the same inside. Down where you can't see it, we're the same. Honest, we are.
Alice, look how badly you've hurt Stan. Can't you see what a dreadful thing you've done? Alice.
Oh, Miss Steele. I didn't mean to hurt his feelings. But, Miss Steele, Stan isn't as good as we are. He's inferior.
Alice, where did you ever hear that sort of thing, inferior?
I don't know. My echo told me.
Your echo?
Miss Steele, Alice has an echo, and it talks to her. And we're going to get to hear it sometime. Alice promised me.
An echo?
Yes. She carries it in a seashell. Don't you, Alice? You can hear it. It tells me all sorts of things. We talk to each other all the time.
Alice, I'm going to have to write a note for you to take to your grandmother. I want to talk to her.
Miss Steele, you know what? Alice brought it all the way from Germany. Yes, that's where her echo came from. Germany.
From Germany. The German echo.
An echo from Germany. A wholly foreign product. When Alice returned to her grandmother's with a note.
Grandma! Oh, Grandma! I've got a note from...
Excuse me.
Come in, dear. You're home from school early, aren't you? Mrs. Walker and I were just talking.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Walker.
Good afternoon, Alice.
Well, Alice, how did it go in school today? How did you and your echo get along?
An echo?
Oh, a seashell, Alice says.
It tells me things. Honestly, it does.
But it's a very particular echo, Mrs. Walker. Alice claims it only talks to people that it likes. I don't know. It's not very much impressed with me. Won't say a word. But, Alice, you said something about a note.
Oh, here it is.
Do you see me at your convenience? Alice, what's wrong at school?
Oh, I don't know. But Miss Steele wants us all to go on a picnic Saturday. We have to get permission from our folks.
My goodness, I'll give you permission to go.
Well, it's not that. I don't want to go.
Why not, dear?
Oh, it'll be dumb, kind of. A picnic so that we all can learn to have fun together. all of us.
Why, that sounds splendid. Who wouldn't you want to have fun with?
Oh, Stan.
What's wrong with Stan?
Oh, he's that Poznanski boy.
He's a very nice little boy. I've met him.
Well, I don't like him. And no one else does either.
She's right, Mrs. Lewis. My little girl's been saying that recently, too. You know how children who are... Well, you know, they don't keep their places.
Mrs. Walker.
Well, it's true. We owe it to ourselves to keep these people in their places.
Mrs. Walker, I don't agree. Alice, if you leave us, we'll talk about the picnic later.
But I don't...
Not now. Alice, say goodbye to Mrs. Walker.
Oh, goodbye, Mrs. Walker.
Goodbye, Alice. And goodbye, Echo. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What? It answered. But Echo only talks to people that it likes. He likes me. I wonder why.
Why? Why? Why?
Who are you? Echo, who are you?
You. You. You.
Alice and her grandmother had a long talk that evening. Her grandmother asked her if someone was telling her the horrible things she was saying. Was it a grown person? A child? Or had she overheard someone talking? Alice would only repeat, it was the echo. This the grandmother called imagination, shook her head and dismissed it. So it was that the echo stayed clutched in Alice's hand to the very day of the class picnic.
Echo, are you having fun?
Fun?
No.
No.
You don't like the others.
The...
All right. We'll go someplace else. And the echo go someplace else.
Why?
Oh, I don't like the others. They're not much fun. They're not nice.
Oh, Alice, what's wrong?
Stan.
Why? Everybody else plays with Stan. Why don't you?
Oh, never mind. The echo and I'll go exploring by ourselves. You'll be sorry.
Alice and the Echo left. They walked and walked until they found something exciting to explore. A cave.
Gee, it's kind of black in here. Echo, are you all right? Gosh, Echo, you sound different. Bigger. I'm glad you're along. At least I've got you. You're my real friend.
Real friend? Friend?
Echo, you sound so funny. I guess it's because you got so big in here. You know, Echo, I wish I'd brought a flashlight. I didn't know the cave was so deep. It's getting kind of black.
Black? Black?
I think I want to go out now. It isn't fun anymore. I know I want to go out. This is the way. Which way is out? Echo, I'm getting scared.
Scared? Scared?
Oh, stop it, Echo. Stop it. I don't like it. It's because you're so big. You shouldn't be that big. It scares me. Echo, I can't find my way out. Echo, help me. Help me find my way out.
Out!
Out! Echo, I must. I must, Echo, I must.
Lost!
You can't help me. I'll never get out of this. you let go my hand for?
Well, I'm Stan.
Oh. Well, don't go away. Come closer.
But I thought you didn't like me.
Well, but I'm scared. Aren't you?
Sure I'm scared. I'm not that different.
Oh, that's what I said, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, please stay, Stan. I need you.
Even if it's me? Well, I'm different, remember? I got a funny name.
Well, but I can't see the difference, Stan. In here, I mean.
You mean, for once, it's so dark, names and what's on the outside doesn't count at all?
Yes, Stan. It's just as if, well, we just see each other inside.
Yeah.
And inside, we're both scared and lost. We're not so different.
Well, I tried to tell you, Alice, but your echo
holds, Stan. I hate my echo. It never told me the truth. It told me lies.
Lies?
Yes, lies, Echo. And now listen to me. Do you hear?
Yes.
Everything you said, Echo, about people, inferiors, and funny names, it wasn't the truth.
True.
No, Echo, I know. It's people inside that count. You tell lies, Echo. You tell lies. You should be smashed. Yes, Echo, I'm going to smash you so you can't tell them anymore. Everything you said was lies.
Alice and the Echo was written by Gene L. Meyer of the CBS Division of Program Writing in New York. The original music was composed and conducted by Alexander Semler, and the workshop director was John Becker. In today's cast, Alice was Betty Filson, the Echo was Kermit Murdoch, the narrator was Martin Wolfson. Others included were Joe DeSantis, Elizabeth Morgan, Nell Burt, Eleanor Sherman, Ethel Everett, Colette McMahon, and Dickie Monahan. Next week, in anticipation of Christmas, and in the classic spirit of frank sentimentality appropriate to the season, the Columbia Workshop will present The Day They Gave Babies Away, as adapted by Margaret LeWorth from a true story by Dale Unson, which appears in the current issue of Cosmopolitan magazine. Werner Michel will direct. Saturday night is good listening with CBS, so stay tuned in now for Larry Lister and the News, which follows immediately. Don Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.